Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here, and it's great to be with you another week. And I'm actually in Hawaii, and it's 9 a.m. in the morning. So wherever you are, I know we have listeners all over and many archive listeners. Welcome, welcome. I'm really looking forward to today's show. And if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428. The first half of our show today is going to be on real estate menu systems, how if you're a buyer or a seller, you can customize the process. And also we're going to talk a little bit about how it helps if you're and works if you're an agent or broker, a real estate agent or broker, how the menu programs actually benefit you as well as your clients and customers. Our company has been founded on this concept, and we're really proud to bring it to the market. We've been doing it for quite a long time. And so today we're going to go over that on the first half. The second half, we always talk about spiritual, self-help, motivational, God, interest of that can really boost your what you're doing and assist you. And so I'm going to be very proud to welcome our guest, Mary Blake, on the second half. Mary Blake is the author of Journals of a Healer. She has tons of wisdom, and it's going to be a really interesting second half. I'm really looking forward to it. So we will be right back. We're going to take a quick break and come right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back to Realty Universal Radio, and we're going to dig right in and go over our first half, which is about real estate menu systems. And if anyone would like to ask a question, you can press 1 when you go in the queue, and we'll answer questions as quickly as we can get back to it. Again, this is Natalie Mullinex with Realty Universal Radio. And what real estate menu systems, what Realty Universal was founded on a principle that buyers and sellers should have choices. We started offering menu systems back in like 1994 when there was a need for people to be able to customize their process. This was prior to the internet becoming public, you know, to consumers. What happened was having a brokerage in Maryland and being in the business since 1984, of course, you go through ups and downs in the market. In 1994, we had a situation where people that had purchased possibly 2 to 3 years before, this was around the Gulf War was 91, we found weren't having a lot of equity if they had to go through a divorce, death, or they had to sell within the three-year period. The equity had gone down. And what was happening is we were going to people and finding that they didn't even have equity to have us help them sell. And I felt at the time it just isn't fair to not be able to help people and say, I'm sorry, we can't help you, or and go through the process. So we actually created a menu back then. And this just came through osmosis and helping and caring. It wasn't something that was out there in the market. Like nowadays, there's quite a lot of menu programs. There's quite a lot of a la carte systems and many different ways of doing it. You have assist to sell, help you sells. This is a little bit different because this is actually customizing the process for you, the buyer or the seller, and we'll get into a little bit about how that helps you as an agent and broker too as well. So back then, because it was pre-internet, we started offering a menu, and then we were just doing it on a small scale to customers and clients. Many people, if they could still afford to do full service, wanted full service. It was new to markets. And but what's transpired over the years, and because of the internet, buyers and sellers are able to become so much more educated in selling their home quickly. There's so much more exposure with the internet these days, so people are able to mass market and really reap the benefits. So the philosophy behind Realty Universal and the menu systems is we wanted it to be fair. We wanted it to be fair to buyers, sellers, fair to agents and brokers as well, because if anyone's listening and you were an agent or a broker or are, you know, no one's going to want to do all of the work of the traditional real estate yet only get paid a very small portion, because it really is a lot of work. A lot of people think that, hey, brokers and agents make too much money, but if you get behind the scenes and see all the work that's done, it makes more sense. So what the real estate menu systems allow you to do is to customize the process. So if you're a seller and you say, hey, I know how to do this, but I need help. I can't do it all myself, but I can do a lot of it. You can actually customize and decide which program you want to go into, but we take it a step further. If you want to customize that program, we can. You can start on one, you can upgrade or downgrade, whatever you want to do. If you're a buyer, and you need full service, that's available, but there's also a buyer rebate program. If you, for example, know what area you want to move into, and know the neighborhood, basically, and are not going to have somebody take you around, you know, and show you areas and locations. The buyer rebate program works really well because you can get a credit to use towards your purchase if you're in that program. Now, with Realty Universal, we have a network of agents that are around the country that are actually their own. It's usually small mom-and-pop brokerages. There's some REMAX agents that are members. And the reason I say it that it's set up that way is because the brokers have to be willing to offer menu programs. A lot of your traditional companies, it's changing. It's changing, and I think it's going to change even much more rapidly over the next few years because the internet has made such competition. The internet's just opened up everything to where a lot of the companies that weren't willing to look at situations like this before are kind of being forced to because buyers and sellers aren't needing the agents and brokers the way they used to need them, and rightfully so. I mean, everybody has a right to do the business however they want to do it. They have a right to sell their property, buy a property however they want to do it. But because most of our members are small mom-and-pop brokerages, and it's because they can offer these programs. So we're not going to refer you to somebody that's going to say, well, now I can't do this program, I can't do this program. So it's a really good process, but when you go and you want to sell your house or buy a house, you still really need to make sure the contracts are done properly, because if you don't, you can end up in a huge mess. Things need to be reviewed. There's certain processes. There's statutes, for example. I'm in the business so long that I take it for granted, but there's lead paint addendums are federal law. And even if you're selling your property yourself, you have to provide that to the buyer and you have to keep it on file for 3 years. That's just one example. There's many, many other rules, and gets down into states, cities, counties, just a lot of information, and you want to make sure you're protected and you're covered, for this. If you're the seller, if you're the buyer, you want to make sure you get the proper inspections and cover EPA issues, home inspection issues, plumbing, electrical, etc. So the beauty of real estate menu systems is it allows you as a seller or buyer to utilize and save money where you can be involved, but also utilize the expertise, the contracts, the guidelines, and I don't mean the contracts get handed to you, but utilize the services through the brokers and the agents so that you can sell your house on your own, but not be alone. The systems actually have a whole gamut of what you can and can't do. And people may say, well, there's just so much out there. I don't need to do this. I've already sold my house, many houses. I've bought other homes. I really don't need to do this. And you may have somebody you're already used to working with and you're comfortable, and that's fine. But what this is about is truly system set up so that there is a network and people can go to the network and get advice and save money, but, again, not be alone. There's a flip side to it. I can't say everybody, because some brokers do not do full service in the network. Most do, and we believe in it. We have a brokerage in Maryland and Hawaii, and we also offer full service as well. Some people want to just pack, move on, and they want everything handled. And that's another the beauty of the program is you really can customize it. Lots of times you run into programs where they say it's just set up this way. There's nothing that can be changed, nothing that can be customized. So our systems, actually, it's kind of a philosophy, as silly as it may sound, of setting up a system where the agents and brokers are educated so they know how to implement these systems into their business. And I tell you, I can tell you firsthand in 94 when I was saying, oh, no, this isn't fair, and I was talking to the agents in the office. I said, it's not fair that we have to turn people away. I mean, you can't we all in the industry, you always, if you're really dedicated, you're going to do business and not get paid for it. That's part of our business. But it would be impossible to list many, many houses and not get paid at all and help the people when they were going through times with no equity, et cetera. So that's how it got started. But when it got started, there was a learning process and a curve, because if you're putting somebody into, say, a for sale by owner program or an MLS-only program and they're not used to it and there's not any systems in place, before you know it, you could easily be doing full service and go out of business. And this was in 94. We had to start implementing systems, and it takes time, and that's part of what the real estate menu systems and Realty Universal teach the agents and brokers. That's the benefit of being a part of the organization, and also it's not franchised. We have situations where people can purchase franchises, which will be coming in the next 2 years, but that's not to be a member. It's not necessary to join and be a part of the future franchise at all. You could have John Smith Real Estate Company utilize the tools, learn how to implement the systems, and still be on your own, but have the support, because we have teleseminars and educational support. And it's just nice, because everybody needs, we found with any business, everybody needs a system. But this isn't set up like, I'm going to say, help you sell, assist to sell, where we're going to do full service. And I'm speaking in first, just because I've been in this so long, for half the cost, because it just isn't fair. And this really is set up to be more of a fair situation. A lot of the brokers and agents that are in the network do belong to National Association of Realtors. It's not a requirement. The beauty of that is that we're going to go into a question. We'll go into question mode in a second. The beauty of that is that if you belong to the NAR and then the local brokers and agents belong to the local MLS boards. If they belong to the boards, then the board attorneys actually draft contracts that all the members are allowed to use. So these contracts get updated, and you're getting the newest version. So when you're dealing with the agents and brokers, you know you're covering certain statutes, certain regulations, et cetera. So that's really important because a lot of people could think, well, we can just buy a house, sell a house, write it up on a piece of paper. And technically you can, but that's not the best thing to do because you want to protect yourself. You want to cover, you want to definitely cover everything. So I'm going to open this up to see if anybody has any questions. If anybody wants to ask any questions, this is a good time to chime in. See a few people. Okay, we'll hold that. If anybody wants to ask a question, they can press 1. So basically, for more information, too, you can go to realtyuniversal.com, www.realtyuniversal.com. If you have questions, you can also go through our contact us on the site, email radio@realtyuniversal.com. If you have insights, questions, if you're an agent, broker, seller, buyer, we have a lot of archive listeners. We've had thousands in the last couple of years, and it just works really well with this setup. Many times we have guests on, and then other times I'm just doing a training session in the beginning. But we have so many people that do listen to this in the convenience of their own home, at when it's convenient for them. That's the beauty of the Internet. That's the beauty of the Blog Talk Radio. So if you're listening to this and you do have questions or want to give input, that can be done at any time. You just go to realtyuniversal.com and go through there. So our time's so limited always because it's the first 30 minutes we're doing this, but just the overview of like menu systems, we can also refer people worldwide. Just anything you can think of with real estate, it's put into a system and more automated because anybody can Google anything. You can do this. This just puts you in a system to where you don't have to go through the gamut of only the traditional way. You can refer, you can get advice, you can do a one-hour consult, you name it. There's quite a lot that you can cover it. And we also have teleseminars. We also have learning tools and channels. So whatever you're comfortable. Some people want to deal with an agent or broker face-to-face. Some people prefer doing it virtually. So it works really well if you're a seller or a buyer. How this works beautifully for agents and brokers is you learn how to really manage and control your time, and you can actually make more money with and leverage your time than if you're just strictly doing it completely the traditional way. And anybody that's been in the business that's listening to the call knows it's a very time-consuming business because new business is always coming in, repeat business is always coming in. So it's hard to structure. If you're in another industry and you're just, say, you're having, open and close time or appointments are scheduled a certain way, the real estate industry can just come at you from all different angles. And it's really nice to be able to be a part of the network and learn how to structure your time and enjoy it, travel. Because of the Internet, you can do this from anywhere in the world. So, and a lot of clients and customers respect your knowledge once they've gotten to work with you and know you and your advice. So there's lots of ways to delegate the physical and still work virtually. So if you want to, go away or you want to live in several places, you can do that. Beauty with our network is you'll get discounts on national advertising, other discounts. It just goes on and on and on. And it's because of volume, and we're able to do that. We also, and I'm not pitching our Realty Universal membership on this call, but it's part of explaining how the real estate menu systems work. Everybody needs a system. I don't care who it is. If you're going to do it and it's going to be fun and it's going to work, it's so important that you're duplicating your systems, that your systems are automated. otherwise you're just trial and error, you know. So this just saves a lot of years off the learning curve. And it's fun because people get together, we communicate, we are actually able to have some mastermind groups, but a lot of larger groups where just a lot of people are on the call, and people get in and get different advice, and it's just a nice support because it's really important. That's the other thing with the internet these days, is we don't have as much face-to-face, so it's really nice to still be kind of part of a tribe, part of a community where we can, you know, share our concerns, ask questions, and also learn, you know, the easier ways to do things. So it's it falls totally back to customization and what's fair. It's really, that's the way a lot of the people are being trained to work with lots of different personalities, but not pigeonhole anything, but also be fair, not only to the agent, buyer, but also broker and, you know, the seller. So we are almost wrapping up the first half of our show, and then Mary Blake is coming on the second half. She's written a book called Journals of a Healer. It's going to be a very interesting second half of our show. That's part of what we do with our real estate first half. Our second half is more spiritual, motivational, etc. And everybody can always use that every day. Everybody needs that uplift. And a recap, if you want to call in too, you can call in at 347-945-5428. 347-945-5428. If you're a buyer or seller and you're in the United States and need to get a referral, you can just go to realtyuniversal.com and fill out the contact us form. As far as even if you want to do something in another country, another area, we can place you. We belong to different networks, so that's easy to do. And make sure you want to give us as much information as possible, because there's a lot of people out there and we need to be able to narrow it down to cover it for you. So just briefly, since we have the last couple minutes, the actual menu systems, now they can be customized, so that's the beauty of it. But the basic seller program offers everything from a for sale by owner program, which places your property into the local multiple list, wherever you are, and also syndicated to many, many internet sites. And then, of course, Realtor.com, Yahoo, MSN, Zillow, Trulia, just a whole gamut of internet sites out there. That also, so you're getting your exposure, your photos, et cetera, and being able to set up appointments. There's a 1% program where if you handle showings, a lot of the brokers will traditionally still represent you like a full-service listing, and they'll handle the contracts, negotiating, feedback, everything from beginning to close, but you're going to do the physical. There's ways also to work that out with the broker to where they can do open houses, they can assist with other aspects of the transaction. And typically, just as an example, if they're going to do an open house and you're in the 1% program, then if that a buyer comes through, then they would be paid the commission that you would pay the selling company plus the 1%. If you do your own open house, then the only money they're going to get is the 1%. So I'm just giving you a couple examples. Full service, the traditional is regular, you know, regular standard, where somebody comes in and does everything physically, handles all the aspects from beginning to closing. But on a lot of full service listings, the agents aren't actually the ones who show up and show the property anyhow, unless it's a really, really high end home. And takes, you know, a couple hours to show or whatever, and has to have just somebody physically doing the tour. So even in full service, you'll find with a lot of traditional companies that only offer full service, they're not necessarily going to show the house anyhow. Another agent may come with a buyer. So there's a lot of aspects that, you know, and it seems so easy. It is easy, but it's not easy because you're dealing with people. You're dealing with contracts, legalities, information. So it's really good to be able to have a safety net and tie it all in. So, and on the other side, the buyer rebate program, has everything from the full-service traditional, where the broker agent receives the commission that the seller's offering, to where you can pay the commission, or you can also receive a credit of up to 2% of the sales price, depending on your level of involvement. It could be 0.5%, 1%, up to 2%. When it's up to 2%, you're going to be doing a lot of the, you know, legwork as far as driving around, looking at open houses, etc. But that really works well if you really know, hey, I want to buy in this neighborhood, I know where I want to be. That program can work well because you can be set up on auto prospecting. Many, many buyers these days find the homes even before the agents find them, because they're looking, you know, you're looking for that one home, and it's so you're going to be on that internet constantly looking and looking through the auto prospecting. So that's that just about covers it. But the main concept of real estate menu systems is the beauty of being able to have a systematic approach. But say, hey, you know, if you're a seller, hey, I would like to sign up for this program, but could I set it up this way? It can be customized. It's, you know, as long as everything's done properly. That's one thing, like with buyer rebate programs. There's some states that may say you may not be able to get a rebate, but it's called a buyer rebate program, and you actually, it's structured where even the seller can pay that portion and the broker can lower their commission. So you still do get the rebate. It's just handled where the closing costs are paid. Same with the for sale by owner program. When you go into that program, you're not 100% a for sale by owner. You actually are going into a limited service program, and it's just called the for sale by owner program. So for more information, definitely get in touch with us. We look forward to your questions and comments. If anybody has any questions now, I'm going to take a couple real quick before we switch to our second half of the show. And okay, well, what we'll do is call-in number again is 347-945-5428. We're going to switch over in a couple minutes. We'll take a break and then welcome our guest, Mary Blake, on the other half of the show. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Estate is still a solid investment to invest in if you are in for the long haul. It can also be one of the best investments of your capital if handled correctly. In the United States, we are fortunate to have the tax write-offs that we take for granted while owning property. To obtain the best value for your real estate, there needs to be a market of both buyers and sellers, as well as a means of bringing the two together. Now more than ever, due to the recent loan crisis, even with bringing buyers and sellers together, there needs to be a way to make the financing work if a loan is needed. There are still many options available, and we can help. Whether you're a buyer, seller, going through a short sale, investing at the top or bottom, we have trained Realty Universal members in each state and affiliates who can customize your process the way it will work best for you. We do advise that you coordinate with your accountant and real estate attorney so your plan is intact. We have all learned through this economy that planning and averting pitfalls can make a world of difference in our futures. Ultimately, you have to rely on you after consulting with the experts. We set you up to win.
are back to Realty Universal Radio. And now we're getting ready to start the second half of our show. We hope you enjoyed the first half on real estate menu systems. And our second half is going to be so interesting. I'm looking so forward to this. Our guest is coming on right now is Mary Blake. She's author of Journals of a Healer. She has years, and I mean years of experience helping people to heal. And her book that she wrote, Journals of a Healer, has many, many different stories and true stories of situations that have happened and how she's helped people. So right now I'm going to welcome our guest, Mary Blake. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Natalie. It's so good to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, gosh, I'm just so looking forward to it, Mary. And, Mary, you're over in New York right now, right?
Right.
Wow, fantastic. And you have your show going, too. I'm so excited to hear about. So we'll dig right in. And this is really good. I've talked to you before about things. You're just an amazing, amazing woman. And we can definitely use your wisdom. So tell us a little bit about, tell us how Journals of a Healer came about.
Well, it came about because of the experiences that I had and that seemed to be so amazing. And I felt that other people would be able to profit from listening to, you know, sometimes you don't have to go through everything yourself because you can kind of piggyback on another person's experiences. But it was a long pregnancy.
Oh, no.
When I first was writing it, it was sort of was like a bunch of beads that hadn't been made into a necklace. Mm-hmm. And I had a student in my spiritual development classes who was a published author, and she wanted very much to do the multi-life therapy and go into other lifetimes, but she really didn't have the money, so she offered a barter that she would edit my book. And instead of editing it, she stole the major concept and sold it to television and became Quantum Leap.
You're kidding. How long have you been doing this? For years, right?
Since 1980. And,
oh, no.
She had the nerve to tell me, you know, when you see yourself on television, and you will, if you don't like it, don't get mad at me. And so the book went up on the top shelf for about 10 years. And then Hans Holzer, who was an internationally famous parapsychologist, came over to my home on New Year's Day, 1999, and gave me a private reading. And he insisted that my book was going to be published. And he recommended me to a publisher by the name of Lowenthal. I think Llewellyn it was. And though they were very enthusiastic, they wanted to publish the book, and so they sent me a list of things that I would have to do to turn it into a how-to book. And I felt that was about as irresponsible as I could possibly get. It was, you know, like playing extreme sports in your backyard.
Right.
And so I sat down and wrote another chapter that I entitled Regression is Not a Parlor Game, and sent it to them and said, this is why we can't do it this way. And they said, we're terribly sorry, we understand, but unfortunately we print how-to books. So it went up on the shelf for another 10 years or so. And finally it got to the point where it absolutely had to get out. There was no question. It was like you're 10 months pregnant and you've got to get that baby out. You know.
Right.
So we finally got it out in 2012, and I've been very, very happy at the responses, because people, they're curious. They don't know. They don't know about regression. They don't know who to go to. They don't know how to tell a person that is trustworthy or not, and they don't even know why they. Some people say, "Why should I bother? I want to know about this lifetime." But then I have to tell them, you know, that as we bring forward things from our childhood that we don't remember that are affecting us on our reaction to things, and we. A lot of times you'll have something and you'll say, why do I always do that? And mm-hmm. it's sort of like a pattern that it comes up, and it comes up once in a while or it comes up often or whatever. And you say, what is wrong with me? Why can't I stop this? Why can't I change this? And it actually is something that happened to you when you were a child, and you don't even remember it happened, but it's still affecting you. Well, the same thing happens from in other lifetimes, because we have in these lifetimes things that happened that are affecting us now.
Mm. That's so, is that related to our DNA? I know, like in the Bible, they talk about DNA and from their family from before, but that's not so much your spirit. That's more of a
Actually, the spirit doesn't go by genealogy. The spirit doesn't have a gene. The spirit has an immortal identity. And what I have found is that many people have been different nationalities. They've been black, they've been white, they've been red, they've been yellow, they've been male, female, young, old. It doesn't matter. It matters of the resonance of the core consciousness. And that core consciousness is our immortality.
Mm. We live on. We live on. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The best, easiest analogy I can give is that imagine the immortal soul, the whole soul, as the ocean, and this lifetime as a wave that comes up onto the shore. Now, that wave stirs things up on the shore. It picks things up and drags them back to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So that you say, this incarnation is part of my whole self, my whole soul. And so are your other incarnations. And you've taken things from those lifetimes that were significant back into your integrated, I call it the core consciousness. And you can think of it as the God self. You can think of it as the oversoul, whatever you want to call it. See, when you have something that is that real, it doesn't matter what you call it.
Mm-hmm.
The importance is the reality of what it is. And I strongly believe that every one of us comes in with a purpose of some sort. It may be a grandiose purpose. It may be a petty purpose. Who knows? You may come in just to get even with somebody that hurt you from in that most previous lifetime. Who knows? But I believe everybody comes in with talents and gifts and wisdom that is just kind of beaten out of us as they teach us to be obedient human beings who go to the potty and eat the proper things and brush our teeth and whatever and learn to speak properly. So by the time they finish with this, we usually have lost that direct connection with our soul purpose.
That's amazing. Because, you know, it's like so many people have different feelings of if there's reincarnation exists or it doesn't exist. You know, they... So journals of a healer, is it a lot of journals of different stories, of different experiences you experienced assisting people?
Oh, yes. It's actually their story, not so much, not mine. And it's real things that happened to them when they went into, I don't like to call it past lives. I like to call it other lives, because I think somehow of everything is happening at the same time.
Do you think the different dimensions are at the same time?
Yes.
Basically? Wow,
definitely.
That's amazing. How do you
definitely.
Wrap your brain around that? We're in we're in one dimension, and this is another. I mean, like, we're in what, the third dimension? Which dimension are we in? I don't know. It's kind of...
I don't know. We're on the earth plane.
So that's just saying different dimensions. So they're saying the past and the future happens at the same time. That's just wild. I don't know.
Yeah, well, think about it. We have telescopes that can see the Big Bang. Well, if you can see it, isn't it happening at the same time?
Wow. It's interesting. It's really interesting. And you've been doing this for years and years and years, so you really studied so long, worked with so many people.
Well,
yeah.
What I have done is accumulated amazing, what at first I thought was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I mean, it just happened simultaneously in a healing class. And a medical student went into another lifetime where she was dying of childbirth in colonial America.
Oh. That's amazing. So just if somebody wants to, Journals of a Healer is on Amazon, and it's Mary Blake. If somebody wanted to contact you, are you giving your number out, giving your information out? So I just wanted to, I know you're still actively helping people.
Yeah, you know, they can email me at mary@themaryblake.com. It's easy to remember.
Okay. That's,
I got tired of being one of 5,000 Mary Blakes, and so I decided I would become the Mary Blake. You know,
oh, that's fantastic. It's
people couldn't find me. You know, they said, "Which Mary Blake are you?" You know,
how did you get into this and learn? I mean, years back. I know. With the book, we were asking how the book came about. But how did you get into the whole exploring past lives and the regression? And
well, I actually. When I was 15 years old, a bolt of lightning came right down out of a completely cloudless sky. It wasn't raining. It wasn't doing anything. This one bolt of lightning came down at our living room wall 3 feet from me, and 3 weeks later I gave my first massage. So I've been a very powerful magnetic electrical shock can often... activate the paranormal, the parasympathetic systems. And many people who are very gifted in ESP or something actually were exposed to an electrical shock at some time. But I was born in the middle of the Bible Belt, and I did my best to not be that weird. And I just pretended to myself that all I was doing was giving massages, and I couldn't imagine why nobody else thought of it, because that's all they needed, you know. So then I had a close call with cancer. I had I was diagnosed as having lung cancer, and I would take a deep breath and cough for an hour and a half, and lots of blood would come up and stuff.
Oh, no. How long ago was that?
Oh, that was back in 78. And I went to a friend of mine took me to an Association for Humanistic Psychology conference, And I met other healers for the very first time and sat in a healing circle working on a woman with cancer, which I thought was kind of ironic.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fellows who was in the circle asked me what I was doing for dinner, and I said nothing. And he was a college professor, so I thought he'd be safe, you know. And I had dinner with him, and afterwards he gave me a big hug, and it was like somebody had opened a blast furnace, and I jumped back about 10 feet, and I'm shaking my head saying, "What was that?" And he laughed. And he says, you know, it was that old energy. And I said, well, how do you do that? I mean, what do you do to make it happen? He says, it just happens when it wants to happen, and when it doesn't want to happen, it doesn't happen. So the next morning I woke up, and I took a deep breath, and nothing happened, except I got a lung full of air. I didn't cough, no blood, nothing. And by the end of the day, I realized that I had a spontaneous healing.
Mm. So you were totally cured? You went to...
Yep, yep. And then at the end of that conference, and of course I had incredible, incredible workshops that with Milt Erickson and Roa May and the NLP people and the... and the managers who were working with healing, you know, cancer, with meditation and things. And I just had this phenomenal 3 days. It was just incredible. And then I got a ride home from Atlantic City to New York with a therapist. And she did a blitz analysis with me on the way back to New York. And she kept saying, how did you get through this? How did you possibly manage you had no professional help? How did you live through this? And by the end of the trip, I had come to the awareness that I had literally been given a gift of God, and I had been trying to deny it most of my life, and that this was a sin, because wasted potential is a sin, and wasted human potential is the sin of all sins, as far as I was concerned.
Right.
So, on top of that, this was payback time, because I had been healed myself, and I owed it. I owed the payback. I owed to pay back for what I had been given.
And that gave you the drive to do it. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I committed the rest of my life to healing. And of course, being from an intellectual snob, that was a jump. And I used my all of my techniques that I had used from years for studying and learning and developing other things in the so-called real world on myself and my gifts. And I studied and practiced and worked and developed, and I felt that it was literally behooved me to make myself a better instrument for divine purpose. And the more I studied and the more I learned, the better, more use I would be as a healer. So that was it.
That's wonderful. That's really wonderful that you continued and you've helped so many people along the way. And
Well,
I ordered your book. So I want to read that and see. And it's very interesting. You know, I read the Bible a lot, and it's interesting how they've got, you know, different. Some people say, well, the reincarnation, it definitely is not in the Bible, and then some people have said, hey, John the Baptist and Elias were, you know, there's.
Absolutely.
So it's interesting how some people say, no, absolutely not. No.
And Jesus believed in reincarnation.
You know, did he? That way I don't...
There's a quotation of Jesus where he says some people say that John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah, but he gave his own theory. I can't remember exactly what it was because I'm... I have trained myself over the years to be in the moment and feeling the things I'm feeling and knowing whatever is given to me at the time.
Right.
So
that, yeah.
So that if I'm in the flow, and because, you see, it's interesting that working with spirits as I do, one of my major spirits says that there is no such thing as the truth. There is a truth that is true at the moment, and it may not be true the next moment.
Yeah.
So as you learn, as you grow, as you expand in your awareness and in your spirit, then the things that you thought were axioms might become corollaries.
Yeah,
they're just
that.
one piece of the puzzle, and they're absolutely true in the way that they're supposed to be taken, but they may not be true from another standpoint.
Yeah, we could go hours and hours on this subject, couldn't we? We've got about 8 minutes. We've got about 8 minutes left for our show before it ends. 30 minutes goes by so fast, and it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. And
thank you.
You have lots and lots of wisdom, and I know you've had the trials and tribulations, and you just keep on plugging away and keep on giving your gift, which is amazing. We've got about 7 minutes now. Can you take one of the stories and maybe tell us one of the stories out of the book just briefly? And really resonates.
Yes. Well, the thing that popped into my head was this very nice man came in, and he was just. You couldn't even pick him out of the crowd. He was very quiet. He was dressed in a non kind of well, nicely, but in a nondescript way that you wouldn't pay any attention. There was nothing, that would catch your eye with him. And I was wondering what brought him to me. But I never ask those questions because if you have foreknowledge, then you can be accused later of working on that knowledge. So if you have no knowledge, then whatever comes out has to be somehow more accurate, more legitimate, whatever, less suspect. So he went into a lifetime. He came out speaking some kind of gibberish that I couldn't understand at all. So the spirit that I work with came in and said, "The instrument that you are speaking with has knowledge of English. Translate." And immediately he started speaking English. And as we asked questions, found out that he was in one of these Aztec, Toltec, one of these early American cultures where they sacrificed live people. And he was the sacrifice.
Oh, no.
The young boy. And so the spirit who was speaking through me calmly told him, asked him if he wanted to avoid being killed as a sacrifice. He said, oh, yes. So he said, are you willing to do anything I tell you? Yes, okay. Then go to the yard and find a sharp stone and take it and cut your forearm.
Oh.
And I'm hanging up there saying, you know. As I said, now you must run, the spirit is saying, you must run to the priest and tell him you were in the courtyard and fell and hurt yourself. and it was bleeding. So show him your arm that is bleeding. Well, he immediately went back into that other language. And then when he was talking to the priest, he had to speak his language, okay? So then he translated for us, and the priest said this. The priest was horrified, angry, furious, shook him, and said, "How could you do that, you foolish boy? Now you're not perfect anymore. Now you can't be sacrificed."
Ooh.
And I went, oh. So the spirit guide told him to go to the chief priest, and so the priest went, took him roughly by hand to the chief priest, the father of fathers, whatever they call them, and got berated for letting him go into danger and hurting himself. And they made arrangements for him to contact his parents and to come and get this reject.
Wow.
And so instead of getting killed, he grew up with his family, and he worked, lived a life in which he was responsible for many, many reforms in their community and for betterment for their community.
Wow.
Well, so when he came back out, he just looked at me very quietly and said, "That was exactly what I needed. I didn't know that it was what I needed, but that's exactly what I needed." Well, 3 months later, I got a call from him.
We've got about 50 seconds left. We're just getting to the end of the show. But go ahead, Susan.
Okay, he told me he was a doctor. He told me that never in his entire life had he spoken up in class, had he answered a question even though he knew the answer, that he had tried the whole time to meld into the background, to never be outstanding. And he said, "Now I understand why."
That's amazing. You took that blockage. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That awareness makes all the difference in the world, huh?
And he said, "My whole life has changed." And people who've known me for years say, "What happened to you?"
God bless you. Oh, that is fantastic. That is wonderful. Gosh, we've run out of time. I want to have you back. Can you come back on the show? We'll have you back. And
Sure.
This is Mary Blake, Journals of a Healer. It's been wonderful. Our time goes by so fast, so I'm going to get back in touch with you. And thank you, and to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Love and light.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.